Texte numéro 48. Job hunting in the digital age. Like many recent college graduates, Ben Kim felt he was casting his resume into an abyss when he clicked Apply Online for the 100th time, the most common response being nothing. Many recruiters use tracking systems to sift through virtual piles of resumes searching for specific qualifications or previous jobs that illustrate leadership qualities. What does this mean for applicants? Make sure you're carefully reviewing the job description and aligning your experience and skills based on what the organization is looking for, which is often based on keyword searches. That doesn't mean regurgitating job descriptions or being untruthful, but it does require imagination. For tech jobs, be sure to list what computer hardware and software you know so it's picked up in keyword searches. Know the acronyms, but also spell it out. Enterprise Holdings, the car rental company, uses a software to identify, out of the 50,000 CVs they receive each month, the candidates who meet 5 minimum requirements and who are then connected with a recruiter. Keep your online persona up to date, particularly if you add new skills, because some employers maintain a pool of candidates so they can reach out if a more suitable position arises. Before asking candidates to come into the office, some employers might conduct an interview over Skype or send a set of questions whose answers the candidates can record on their computer's webcam. Sometimes employers record applicants performing a task, like computer coding. Some specialists suggest avoiding the apply online and recommend getting to know the company and someone inside first. Others recommend, if you have applied to 200 jobs and aren't hearing back, to change your strategy. It could be you're looking in an area that is not a promising field, or you're not taking the time to personalise your communication. Mr. Kim had started applying for jobs in marketing as a senior at the University of Notre Dame, and continued the job hunt from his parents' house in Los Angeles. About a year after graduation, he finally overhauled his approach. He located software designers who lived nearby, asked them how they got started and what books they read. He also started freelancing and made a short list of companies he wanted to learn more about. A fortuitous exchange on Twitter with the head of one of those companies led to an internship and ultimately a full-time position 2 years after graduation. His biggest lesson? Talk to people and not to a resume website, he said. You would be surprised how receptive people are when you just email them or message them on LinkedIn and just ask for help. Adapted from the New York Times, April 2016.